look around here this afternoon, and you know, I don't see many happy faces, don't see much joy in the place. But don't you know, Jesus said, I came that you know, the people, men and women, might have life and have it more abundantly, you know, to bring joy and peace to their hearts. That's the joy, you know. I stand here as one, you know, not always being, you know, where I am today. Like, you know, there was a time when I wasn't a believer, when I wasn't a Christian. There was a time when, you know, I drank at the broken systems of this world, you know. I looked for life, I looked for happiness, you know, and all kinds of things, just like, I suppose, many, many people in the city of Birmingham today. But, you know, it was always one step ahead of me. I never got there, never found it, you know, the life and happiness that I was looking for. Not until, that is, Jesus found me. I didn't go looking for him, you know, strangely enough. It was him, he came to me, you know, and now I can sing. You know, we have songs that we sing, you know, in our churches when we get together. There's one that goes like this, you know, now none but Christ can satisfy, no other name for me. There's life and love, everlasting joy, Lord Jesus found in thee. Another one we sing, you know, I am a new creation, no more in condemnation, here in the grace of God I stand. A joy that knows no limit, lightness in my spirit. Here in the grace of God I stand. And in the grace of God come to you here in Birmingham again this afternoon to tell you about that grace, tell you about the unchanging love, mercy and kindness of Jesus, the one in whom you can find life, the one in whom you can find satisfaction, the one in whom you can find everlasting joy. A joy, he says, that no man can take away from you. Once he gives it to you, a peace and a joy, I tell you, that's indestructible. And how does it come to people? Well, it comes to people simply by believing, trusting in Jesus, trusting in his person, who he is, and trusting, of course, in what he has done. He's coming into the world to die on a cross, to take away that anger of God and reconcile us to God, so that being forgiven, knowing that we are forgiven, well, that's where the joy comes from. Because, see, there's no greater joy than knowing that God has forgiven you, pardoned all your sins and all your iniquities, blotted them out, and promises to remember them no more. That's the gospel, that's the good news. God's salvation. And it's presented to you, set before you, here this afternoon. It's my joy to tell you about Jesus and how you can find life and love and everlasting joy in him, in Jesus. If only you would believe that is. If only that is you would put your confidence in him. If only that is you would trust in him. That life, that love, that everlasting joy would be yours too. If you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, the written Word of God, that is, it's offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. This is called John's Gospel. It's an extract from the Bible. And here, of course, well, you can read about Jesus, and you can read about what he has done. You can read about the great love of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And you can learn about the death of Jesus and how he rose again from the dead, and how that believing these things are, it says, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that you might have life in his name. So you'd like to have a copy of God's word, his written word, offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you, yours simply for the taking. All you do is just take it out of my hand and immediately it becomes yours. Yeah? And Jesus just the same. By faith, you see, you receive him, and the moment that you receive him, that same moment, he becomes yours. Your Savior, your Lord, your Deliverer. Life and love and everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Believe, trust in the Lord Jesus. You'd like to have a copy of God's word. Take home with you, read, study, muse, meditate upon it, upon Jesus, and see the wonderful great things that he has done in order that you might be saved. You might have that life and love. If you'd like to have a copy of God's word, just come and take it out of my hand and it's yours. Better still, take, receive Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. Receive him into your heart today, and he will be your Lord and your Savior. And deliver you, I tell, from all the misery that sin can bring upon you, and bring joy, the joy of God's forgiveness, the joy of knowing God, not knowing about him. Is a lot of people in Birmingham today, they can tell you stuff about God, you know. All kinds of different factions and religions. You can go to the JWs are down there, to my right, and the Watchtower Society it's called, you know. You can go to them and they'll tell you about God, but their problem is they don't know him. They talk about him, they talk about Jehovah Jesus, but they don't know him. So, you see, it's not just knowing about him, it's actually knowing him. Who he is, what he is, and knowing him intimately, knowing his love, knowing that life, and knowing that everlasting joy. So the word of God for you here today is, it's taken from God's word. You can find it. If you're familiar with the Bible, you can look it up yourself. You'll find it in the book of Job, in the Old Testament of the Bible. Where Job is servant, he says, but he, God that is of one mind, and who can turn him? And what is the soul desireth, even that he doeth. But he is of one mind. God is of one mind. He's not like you or I, you know. He doesn't change his mind from one minute to another. You know what we are like, you know. One minute we're blown one way, and the next minute we're blown another way. Circumstances, you know, change our minds. Somebody comes along and tells you something, and you change your mind. And then somebody comes along and changes your mind another way. You know, always changing. The things of this world are changing. City of Birmingham's always changing. Things, the world, cities, circumstances, history, culture, politics, religion, everything is always changing. You're always changing. Your mind's always changing. God never changes his mind. But he is in one mind. He's the immutable God, the changeless God. And his mind has not changed since even before he made the world, before he created the universe in which we live and have our being. It hasn't changed since then. He made up his mind. He made up his mind then to create a world, a universe, and create a mankind. And he made up his mind. He was of one mind. The shape, the form that creation would take, humankind included, even you were in his thoughts then, even before, I tell you, even before you were, and even before God founded the world, even then, you were in his mind. He is in one mind still, even today. He's in one mind. Everything, I tell you, that happens, all that happens in God's world, all the history of it, all the fallings out, all the wars and rumors of wars, all the diseases and pestilence, all of these things, everything, even the sparrow that falls to the ground in your backyard, nothing happens by chance. It was all in the mind of God, even before he made the world and the universe. But there was something else that was in the mind of God back then, and that was to save himself a people, to cause the people whom he himself would call, who he himself would save, by sending his son Jesus Christ into the world. And he's still of that one mind. He hasn't changed his mind. He caused it to be. He caused sin, my friends. Sin, even your sins. All in the will of God. Nothing happens by chance. But God is still of one mind to save himself a people, to call to himself a people out of all that mess of sin, that swamp of human sin that you see that the world is in. God was and is still of one mind to save whosoever shall believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ. And save them he does. Save them he does. Those that is who have been born again. Read if you will. Check it out for yourself. John chapter 3 verse 16. I'll give you a copy of it here now. You can read for yourself. Chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But who are those who believe? Who are those who do not perish? Those who are born again. In that very self-same chapter, speaking to a religious man, speaking to a theologian even, Nicodemus' name was, and he said to him, he said, you must be born again. Not enough to be religious, not enough to be a Jew, not enough to be born a Jew, not enough to be a Muslim, not enough to be a Roman Catholic, not enough to be a Buddhist, not enough to be a JW. Not enough, my friends, to be religious. Jesus said to this religious man, a very religious man, very diligent in keeping his religion, Jesus said to him, you must be born again, because only those who are born again believe on Jesus Christ. You cannot believe on Jesus until you are born again. Because here's the problem. Here's the problem, you see. Naturally speaking, by natural generation, you come from your parents. They came from their parents, who came from their parents, all the way back to the first man, to Adam, the man who brought sin into the world and brought sin down upon all the rest of us. So you see, my friends, we're born in sin, we're conceived in sin, we're born in sin, we come into the world with sinful natures. Natures that are contrary to God, and conduct that is contrary to God, that's what we need saving from. Not just your practices, not just what you've done, not what just you've said and thought, but my friend, your very nature. Your nature must be changed. He must be born again, says Jesus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Cannot believe the kingdom of God, cannot believe in Jesus. But whosoever believes in Jesus is not condemned. Whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish. But whosoever believes in Jesus That's the person who's been born again. That's the first step, you see. So how does a person get to be born again? Well, by what I'm doing here today, by the preaching of the gospel, telling you about God's good news, how that he causes men and women to be born again, how he, by the preaching of the gospel, awakens them in their minds and their souls, in the depths of their beings. He awakens them to the reality of their sinful case, their sinful state and condition, their natures, and how it is that they're estranged, alienated from God. And so you see, my friend, that's the first step. God must breathe life into your soul, because until he does, he says in his word, he says that you're dead in your trespasses and sins. Or you may have a religious life, you may have a physical life, but you don't have spiritual life. You don't have life with God, you see. And that's what it means, you see, for a man, for a woman, for a person to be born again is something that God does, you see. He puts their life, his life into their souls. He puts his love into their hearts. They're born again, you see. They're resurrected. They're regenerated. They're made new altogether, new. They're given new hearts. They're given new lives. They're given that life, love, and everlasting joy. Something that God does, and something that God works in a man, in a woman, through the preaching of the gospel. That's what I'm doing here today. But God's still of one mind. He hasn't changed his mind. You see, my friends, in the plethora of all the religions in your city, in your world today, 9,900 of them. How can I possibly know the truth? Pontius Pilate, the man who had Jesus crucified, asked that question. What is truth? Truth was standing before him, Jesus. When you know Jesus, then you'll know the truth. But you'll never know the truth, and you'll never be free until Jesus set you free, until you know him, until you know life and love and everlasting joy through believing in Jesus. Raised from the dead, regenerated, made a new creature in Jesus, the breath of life in your soul, the love of God in your heart, then, only then, my friends, will you truly, truly believe in Jesus and know the truth and know the way and know the life and know the love of God, the everlasting love of God. But God's still of one mind, you see. He doesn't change his mind, you know. And when he causes a man or woman to be born again, when he gives them the gift of faith, when he gives them eternal life, he gives them assurance, you see. Assurance that they'll never perish. Now your religion, you see, all your religions won't do that. I was reading about Islam the other day. I was listening to some lectures about Islam just the other day. And you know, they say this is the teaching of their Quran, that they can be the most diligent, careful Muslim that ever there was in the world, but when you get to the end of your life and you get to the judgment of God, he might change his mind. Their God, Allah, he might change their mind and tell you, no, you're for hell. There's no assurance in Islam. You can't be assured of God's love. But Jesus, he'll assure you of his love. He'll assure you of his forgiveness. He'll assure you of heaven. He will, I tell you, he will. But you see, that's the problem with religion. Not just Islam. Rome's the same. The Pope will tell you the same. He'll tell you, if you say to the Pope, you say to the Pope of Rome, you say, my sins are forgiven. I know my sins are forgiven. I'm going to heaven. And the Pope would tell you, that's just presumption. That's just presumption. Because you see, there's no assurance of forgiveness. There's no assurance of God's love. There's no assurance of eternal life. There's no assurance of heaven in religion. Roman Catholic religion, Islamic religion, or any other religion. There's no assurance of love and life and everlasting joy, but Jesus give you that. Jesus give you that if you believe in him, if you trust in him, if you receive him. And I tell you, God, you see, God is still yet a one mind. And this is the mind of God, that all who believe in his Son, all who believe in his Son, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But he that does not believe in the Son of God, by the wrath of God, the wrath of God, the anger of God remains upon them. Only in Jesus, only in his Son. And the Son of God's love, he so loved the world, he so loved the city of Birmingham, and all the sinners in it, he so loved them, that he gave his Son up to the death of the cross to die for their sins, rise again from the dead, so that in believing and trusting in his Son, there's nothing. Friends, if there's nothing pleases God more, I tell you, than when a sinner trusts in Jesus. When a sinner trusts in God's Son. Yes. Which officers? Oh, yeah. Where's your joy? Where's your joy? And you can hear me? Clearly. Clearly. Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Maybe your colleagues will get saved as well as you. So you see, my friend, that's the problem. That's the problem, you see. You know that a Christian, you know, somebody's got joy. A joy that nobody can take away from them. And I tell you, when you believe, when you trust in, there's nothing pleases God more than this, than a sinner to trust in his Son, Jesus. That makes, you want to make God happy? Then trust in his Son. Believe in his Son, and you'll make him happy. And Jesus will give you joy. That lady just came to me. She said that she was a Christian. She was a believer. But she hasn't got an ounce of joy in her countenance. I tell you something. Back in my working days, if somebody had come to my workplace and preached the gospel, I'd be jumping up and down for joy. Even more joy. So, anyway, that's beside the point. God, his mind doesn't change. It doesn't change. He's not capricious, you know? You know what the word capricious means? You know what the word means? No, not talking today. He's not, do you know what I mean? He's not shifty, you know? There's another thing about Islam. The God of Islam, he's shifty, he's capricious. He changes his mind more often than I change my shirt. And that's every day. But the mind of God doesn't change. He is of one mind, the same mind, to save sinners, all the sinners, every sinner, to save every sinner who will trust, who will believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what he sent Jesus. That's why he sent his Son into the world. So that sinners like you and I could be saved. So that we could be delivered out of our misery, out of our unhappiness. What causes the misery? What causes the unhappiness? The sun's shining, but you're still not happy, Birmingham. No smiles on the face. If you're happy inside, then, well, you need to tell your faces because it's not showing. But I'll tell you what brings the misery, what brings the unhappiness. It's sin. You're all as miserable as sin. Take the sin away, and you take away the cause of the misery. You take away the cause of the unhappiness. But of course, many people, they look for happiness. They look for joy. They look for life. They want all these things. Oh, they want them, but they look in all the wrong places for them. They look, my friends, they look to the broken systems of this world. They go and drink their fill, and they find nothing but misery, nothing but pain and death. It's all over your world, my friend. Isn't it? How are you doing, sir? Am I right, Dave? No? Nobody's talking in Birmingham today. So like I say, friends, you know, it's, you've got to go to the right place. You've got to go to the right source. Not religion. Not Islam. Not Rome. Not the Watchtower Society. Not atheism. Not godlessness. That makes you even more miserable. That makes you even more miserable. Now, the broken systems of this world, no satisfaction, no life, no love, no everlasting joy, or fleeting joy just for a moment, you know, sexual pleasure maybe, you know, an alcoholic buzz, you know, a fix of drugs, or maybe shopping, materialism, but you run out of the money, you run out of the booze, you run out of the drugs, and all the joy, the happiness evaporates, it's gone. Because the broken systems of this world are leaking. There's no life and love, there's no joy in them. Only in Jesus. My joy I give to you, a joy that no man can take away from you. Jesus said to his disciples one day, his disciples had been out doing what I'm doing here today. They've been preaching the gospel. They've been casting demons out of people. They've been healing sick people. And they came back to Jesus so happy, so full of joy. And Jesus, he admonished them. He said, don't be joyful, don't be happy, he says, because of the things that you've been doing. He says, be joyful because of this. He says, because your names are written in heaven. Is your name written in heaven, Birmingham? That's the question. And your name can only be written in heaven if Jesus writes it there. That is, if Jesus saves you. That is, if you receive him. That is, if you believe in his name. He will save you. He will write your name in God's book. And then in that day when the roll is called up yonder, well, the question is, will you be there? When the roll is called up yonder, and God opens his book, yeah, and he looks down all the list of names, will he find your name there? Your name will only be written in God's book if you believe, if you trust in Jesus. Then, my friend, then you'll have life eternal. Then your name will be in God's book, and when the roll is called, your name will be called out, and it will be heaven for you. It will be glory for you. It will be everlasting glory for you. But if your name's not written in God's book, if your name is not called out when the roll is called up yonder, my friend, oh, serious. You will be banished from the presence of God for all eternity in that place the Bible calls hell. So that, yep, you got it, sir. You got it. Give that man a try. So, have a read, sir. Have a read. Come on, man. Get Jesus. Get right. What? You don't have to stay there. You can shift. You can shift. It's allowed. God allows it. Trust in Jesus. Make you happy, man. Give you joy. And when the roll is called and your name's not written in the book of life, God will say to you, get out of my sight, I never knew you. I never knew you. You can be assured, Birmingham, you can be assured of your salvation, your acceptance, your approval with God this very day. You can know the assurance of faith, the assurance of forgiveness, the assurance of eternal life. You can go home buzzing, I tell you, in a way that drugs will never make you buzz. What do you say? Can't hear you, you're muttering. See, my friends, you can't. You can't. You've got the broken systems of this world. No joy, no life, no love, no everlasting joy. Only Lord Jesus found in thee. Come to Jesus today. He's of one mind, still of one mind, never changes. The Bible says he's the same yesterday and today and forever. Immutable, that means he's unchangeable. He's faithful to his word, to all his promises. You believe in me, he says, and I give you eternal life. You believe in me and I forgive you. You believe in me, I give you joy that nobody take away from you. Trusting, that's it. Believing. Faith, my friend, faith. It moves mountains. Faith in the name of Jesus. I tell you, it brings down strongholds. And drugs, I tell you, drug addiction falls away at the name of Jesus. Atheism crumbles before the name of Jesus. There's power in that name, I tell you. Wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. I tell you, every sin falls. What's your sin? What's your lust? What's your darling lust today? Is it homosexuality? Even that falls before the name of Jesus. Bible's testimony is concerning some who were homosexual, and such were some of you. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were made clean. How? In the name of Jesus. Homosexuality falls before the name of Jesus. Drug addiction, alcohol abuse, immorality, murder, killing, violence. The most violent people, I tell you, can be turned into the most timid creatures by the name of Jesus. Every sin will fall. Trust him. Trust in Jesus. He's always the same, and he'll be the same tomorrow. He won't change his mind tomorrow. Yeah? He won't change his mind tomorrow. Still be the same. He won't change his mind next week. He won't change his mind. You know, when you die and stand before the judgment throne of God, his mind will still be the same. If you've trusted in him, he will own you. And he will say to his father, she is mine. I died for their sins. So trust in the changeless Jesus. Always the same. And always ever the same Savior, willing to save. Willing to save. Huh? One man came to Jesus asking for help. If you can, he said. What a question to ask Jesus. If you can, he said. If you can, he says, do something to help us. Jesus said to him, in effect, he said, what do you mean if I can? What do you mean if I can? Of course I can. That's not the question. Can you believe? Can Jesus help you? That's not the question to ask. Of course he can. Are you willing to be helped? Are you willing to trust in him, young man? Huh? Trust in Jesus. He'll save you, forgive you, and take you to heaven. Never change his mind. Trust in him. Would you like to have God's word to take home with you and read? Huh? Is that okay? Yeah? Would you like one? Have a reading. Go on. No cost. Absolutely free. Your freedom. Yeah? There you go. You enjoy. Have a nice day, girl. God bless. So you see, here's how easy it is. Here's a prime example of what Jesus says. Except you become like little children and be converted, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. Just like that little girl there took that gospel out of my hand, yeah? That's how you take Jesus. That's how you take Jesus. Just in the same way, she trusted in God's word, she took God's word, and she taught God's word. You trust in Jesus, you trust in what he says, and you take him just in the same way as that little girl did, and you get Jesus, and you get life, and you get love, and you get everlasting joy. That's what Jesus came for. That's what Jesus came for. He came to rescue sinners. And that's what we all are. Don't be offended. Don't be offended. What's all this talk about being offended? It's not a crime to offend somebody. Offend me all you like, I couldn't care less. Just runs off me like water of a duck's back. No, don't be offended. We're all sinners. That's what God says, not me. All have sinned, he says, and come short of the glory of God. But the good news is, God sent Jesus, his Son, into the world so that through him you could be saved, delivered from the sin and all the misery it causes, all the pain and all the grief and all the anxiety and all the depression and all the ugliness. You want to be beautiful? You want to be beautiful? Jesus makes you beautiful. He takes the ugly away. Sin that makes men and women ugly makes them hard face, you know? Jesus takes that away because he takes the hard heart out of you and gives you a heart of flesh, says God. A soft heart and a soft face to go with it. Take the ugly away, take the hard away, and give you that which is beautiful. Beauty for ashes. Trusting, my friends, trusting. Trusting in Jesus, not doing. Not your doing. You can't do anything. That's the problem. If we could do it, we would do it. The politicians can't do it. The philosophers can't do it. Religion can't do it. If we could do it ourselves, we would do it, wouldn't we? Get out of the misery. But we can't. Because we haven't got the power. But there's power in the name of Jesus. The misery, the pain, the grief, the sin falls before King Jesus. He conquered it all when he died on the cross and rose again from the dead. A living Savior you need, not a dead prophet, not a dead philosopher, not a dead politician. It's a living Savior that you need. It's Jesus that you need. He conquered sin and death and hell. For everybody who believes, everybody who trusts in his name, that's what they get. Conquest, victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith in Jesus, in the Son of God, that is the same yesterday and today and forever. So the mind of God, you see, he is in one mind. God is in one mind. And who can turn him? Who can turn him? Oh, I tell you, the Bible does say, if God be for you, who can be against you? I mean, if God's going for you, doesn't matter who's against you. They can't win. They can't win. But change that around. If God's against you, well, it doesn't matter what you've got going for you. All the money in the world and all the armies of the world, if God's against you, you're in serious trouble. But that's how we come into the world. In a state of sin, you see. Enmity, hostility in our hearts against God. Not just God angry with us, we're angry with God. That's why people, you know, when we talk about Jesus, people get angry, they get into a rage. That's why. Because that's what's in their nature. Hostility, anger against God, against their Maker. But that's not a fight you can win. That's not a fight you can win. You're going to lose that, you know, one way or the other. So lose the anger, lose the hostility. Get over yourself, get over your sin, and get yourself into Jesus.
God is angry with the wicked, but I'm angry with God.
That's not just the same. and you need to get rid of it. You need to get rid of it. Absolutely. She's right. She's angry with God. You're all angry with God. That's your problem. But Jesus, take that anger away and turn it to love. Enable you to love. Jesus. So you see, the desires of God, just like his mind, just the same. Desire to save. Desire to save. Why will you die? He says, turn, turn, turn. Why will you die when there's life and love and everlasting joy to be found in Jesus? Well, well, well. Found in Jesus. Found in Jesus, my friend. He take that anger, he take that hostility out of your heart, that rage in your heart, and you don't even know why it's there. He take it out of you and put life and love and everlasting joy there. Why will you die? Why will you die in your sin? Why will you go to a lost eternity? Why will you go to an eternity in that place where there's nothing but torment for all, forever and ever? Why will you go there when you can have life? When you can have eternal life, everlasting life, when you can have everlasting peace, joy, righteousness, it's all in Jesus. His desires haven't changed, still the same. How do I know? How do I know? Because he stretched his arms out on that cross, willingly, willingly for a sinner like you. Think about it, Birmingham, think about it. He saw Jesus so loved you that he was willing to stretch his arms out on that cross and his feet also and be nailed to that cruel tree, crowned with thorns, and to bleed and die upon that cross, taking the curse of God upon himself, the wrath of God upon himself, in order so that you, my friend, could be saved, could have eternal life. The life is in the blood, the Bible says. The life of God is in the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. You trust in the cross of Jesus Christ, and you get the everlasting, you get eternal life. Believing. Only believing. Not working. It's not of him who works. It's only of him who believes. Believing, resting in Jesus, resting in a person is not working. You can't be saved by working. I won't have you, says God. I won't accept you. I won't approve of your working, religious or otherwise. You must rest in my Son, rest in him, and I will approve of you. I will accept you. I will have you. I will be your God, and you will be my child. Resting, trusting only in Jesus, in what he did, dying on that cross. That's the only way back to God from the dark, dark, dark path of sin. Trust in him today. His desire has not changed. He died on that cross willingly and lovingly so that men and women could come to him, so that men and women could be saved by him. That was his desire in going to the cross, and he is still of one mind. He's still the same. His desire is still the same today. Come to him. Come to him and he will have you. Come to him, he will not cast you out. He promises he will never, ever cast out a sinner who comes to him. Just in him, in Jesus today. He has accomplished the will of God in dying on that cross. That's what he was sent for. That's what he came for. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Came to lay down his life for his sheep. His sheep hear his voice. They follow him, and he gives unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. God so loved the world that he sent his son, sent him into the world to die upon that cross, to do the will of God. That's what I'm come for, he said. I'm come to do the will of God. And he did it perfectly. He did it perfectly. He lived the life that you should have lived, I should have lived, but have not and cannot. And he died the death that you and I ought to die. Oh, my friends, he did the will of God. He accomplished the will of God unto absolute perfection. And that's why I know that you can be forgiven. That's why I know the sacrifice that he made on that cross is acceptable to God, to his Father. How do I know? Because God raised him from the dead. If Jesus had not accomplished the will of God perfectly, he would still be in the grave. He would not have risen from the dead. But he has proved, the Bible says, proved, demonstrated to be the Son of God with power, by his resurrection from the dead. That's how we know that Jesus is the Son of God. That's how we know that Jesus is alive forevermore. And that's how we know that Jesus can forgive sins. Nobody else has that power. Nobody else has that authority in all the world. I tell you, no pope, no priest, no imam, no prophet, no philosopher, no religious person has the authority to say to you, your sins are forgiven you. Only Jesus, only the Son of Man has that power, that authority. So if you've not heard the words of absolution from the lips of Jesus, your sins are forgiven, then you're still in your sin. You're still in your darkness, still in your misery, still in your lifelessness, still in your loveless life. You're still in your utter misery and sin until Jesus pronounces the forgiveness. Forgiven. Forgiven. No condemnation. Whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned. There is no condemnation for those who are in believing in Jesus. None at all. None at all. But you must believe. You must believe. In believing, you come to Jesus. He tells you to it. He gives you the authority to come. Come unto me, he says. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. You've got his authority on it. Come unto me, he says. Come to him. Believe upon him, that is. And believing, receive. Receive him. Receive Jesus. Receive the Son of God with power. Receive the life of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the everlasting joy of Jesus. Tried it all, my friend. Tried it all, the broken systems. Broken, broken, broken. No life, no love, no joy there. Now none but Christ can satisfy. No other name for me. There's life and love, everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. All come to him, Birmingham, today. Put your trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus, the Son of God, and he will give you life from the dead, everlasting joy, happiness in Jesus, a new creation, a joy that knows no limits. a lightness in your spirit, a new creation, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, all sufficient, beyond telling is his work. In his name lie greater treasures than all the riches found on earth. Come to Jesus today, put your trust in him, and get life eternal. Hear his word. Hear his word. Let it hang with you. Let it be imprinted upon your soul. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You would like to have a copy of God's written word, copy of the Bible, New Testament, the Gospel of John. You'd like a copy of God's written word, you come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hand. No cost, no obligation to you. Simply yours for the taking. You'd like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Birmingham. Bless you and have mercy upon your precious, so everlasting, never dying soul. You have a never dying soul in you. It will still be in existence in a million billion years. You have an eternal soul in you. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul?
But your voice comes here, and
your walking
is so annoying.
Oh,
face this one other way. You know this
alleyway? Up there.
Your voice is just...
I'll move back a wee bit. Please. Okay. No worries. Okay. You'd like to have a copy of God's word, come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hand. No cost, no obligation to you. You like one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Birmingham, and have mercy. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, never dying soul.